Hi, welcome back. We are still here. Sorry, we've not put a show out for about 10 days. Thank you very much to all those who messaged us against social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and some DMs on Twitter and stuff. We are back. We had a little sabbatical, shall we say, a few other projects what we lined up and we were doing. And yeah, but we're back. So thank you very much, Jojo. I said I'll give you a shout out, Fredo. Thanks for listening. We are back. We are doing a preview show against the Mighty Posh coming to the Den on Saturday to a full Den, hopefully. We've got the North Stand as well, what we're kicking to in a little while. But without further ado, I am joined by, well, I suppose it's my partner in crime on the bottom, which is Omar. Hello, fella. You all right?
Hello, Geezer. You just put me to the top right now.
So I have, because it felt a bit weird. We're a bit like Ant and Dec in it with us three. It sort of feels a bit weird when we're sitting out of sync. So, yeah, I mean, we could always go that way, but that just looks a bit...
Oh, God. No, we don't do that. But, yeah, how you doing, Mickey? Hello, everyone. Yeah, apologies for the sabbatical, as Mickey said there. We chose the right time to do it because, you know, there's only two games going the season, so silly on us. But, yeah, we're back, and hopefully with a good game to talk about on Saturday.
Hopefully, yeah. So, without further ado, we're bringing Mr. Gullible himself, the one and only football guru, Kai. How you doing, fella?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate. Good to be back, and yeah, good. Look forward to talking about Peterborough on Saturday.
So, we're going to kick off with part one after this advert promoting a new clothing brand. See you in a bit. Welcome back. Posh on Saturday. Potentially it's going to be either a game of major importance, or if the results tomorrow don't go our way, then pretty much it's a home game to say bye to Jed, possibly.
Yeah, we're all QPR, aren't we? Come on. Come on, QPR. Be good to us tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be a good game, Mickey. And yeah, it's going to be a weird one, obviously, if we go into it, if they don't do the business for us tomorrow, QPR. But, yeah, I mean, you never know. Sheffield United could win 1-0, we might win 7-0. I mean, I'm going to bring the optimism that Kai normally brings to the table here. So, but no, it's nonetheless, it should be a good game. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be quite strange to see the North Stand open. I was too young at the time to remember Oldham, and obviously when we beat them on the last day of the season to win Division 1 at the time. But no, it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully, as you said, Mickey, we have something to play for going into it, mate.
Exactly. So, Kai, your thoughts of, do you think, Sheffield, are you a QPR fan on Friday night?
Oh, absolutely. Mike Warburton leaving the club. So they'll want to go out. I think it's their final home fixture so of the season. So they'll want to go out on a real high with him. So hopefully that will give the QPR players a little bit of motivation. Extra motivation, I guess, needed to try and get that result over the line for Warburton, to sort of say goodbye to him as such. And hopefully they can do a good job for us. And then next week, obviously, we don't look that far in advance. We need to beat Peter on Saturday. And hopefully after that, Fulham can do us a favour next weekend.
That's it. I think just focus on what we can do, isn't it? That's ultimately what it can and should be. I mean, I'm still devastated about Saturday not winning. I'm devastated about the Friday before that at Preston not winning. But end of the day, I think we just got to go off and do what we got to do, I suppose, Mickey, and get 3 points on Saturday. That's what matters.
No, that's it. I mean, thoughts and best wishes. I do know his name, and I'm not going to mention his name because I've not seen it anywhere, and the media and anyone else might pick it up. But, you know, the guy who got injured at Birmingham outside there, I'm not going to give any update or anything else because it's not my place. You know, I've been in touch with people, so yeah, but I just wish you all the best wishes and well-being to your family and your friends and whatnot. So, I think he played a wrong decision on Saturday. I think that I don't think he should have dropped Billy Mitchell, if I'm honest. And I think we massively noticed that change.
I agree. I think at the time I was a bit skeptical about it in the first place because he's on that good run of games. Was it like 31 or 29 games he's played consecutively, started every single game in the league. And I think he probably should have and could have kept his position. I don't think he's done anything out of the ordinary that suggests he had a bad performance against Hull, but I think he was managing his minutes, he said, and obviously young players, you tend to do that. But it was a bit bizarre. I think it was also the novelty of putting Keith back in there for a Birmingham Millwall tie, him being an ex-Birmingham player as well. But I agree with you there. I think it did backfire because ultimately we didn't really have that control of the midfield, I don't think, especially with the ball. Without it, I mean, I don't think we played poorly on Saturday and we were just unlucky with the timing of the goals. Obviously, they scored, you know, early in the first half, in the second half. We then get back in it. And then for about 10, 15 minutes, we're knocking on the door and we are like kind of forcing the occasion. And then the poor penalty given away. I don't think either the two penalties on the day were penalties personally. It was quite soft. But yeah, we got a good fortune at the end with a phobia and fair play to him.
Kai?
Yeah, I'd just like to start off. I thought that TikTok from Millwall about Lyle Taylor was absolutely world-class, by the way. Nice moves, mate. That was
Nice you mentioned about TikTok there, mate, because currently we are classed as a TikTok viral sensation at the minute. We have a video on TikTok going absolutely fucking doolally. I think at the start of the show it's got over 3 million views and over 140,000 likes. TikTok is basically Instagram for children. No, Instagram for adults who don't want to grow up.
So that's why you're on it and I'm not. So I'm the growing up here and you're not the growing up, yeah.
Listen. I just play with the social media side. I do the background stuff and I have two pretty boys to run the front, but fuck knows how you boys got past the security, do you know what I mean? But there we go. But yeah, hey ho, we are going viral as we speak on TikTok. So if you are on TikTok, there are a lot of you on there. Make sure that you let us know and tell us you listen to the show and we'll make sure to follow you. But yeah, we're definitely there. But anyway, back to your point about that Lyle Taylor. I did think that was a funny TikTok as well. It was a funny video. The guy, I don't know who does their TikTok, but some of it's class, some of it's shit. But yeah, no, it's I used to like it when the old Sam Burrows, I think, used to do it. It was quite fun.
It's good fun. It's good fun. I think it's all, obviously it's all just banter, isn't it? But I like that little bit of the face at the end of Lyle Taylor's face when after we scored, he's sort of like frowning and stuff. I thought that was really good. But it's just one of them games. I felt like at 1-1, I felt like we were going to go on and win it. We had a couple of moments. Obviously, Mason Bennett was put through. Couldn't quite, you know, let the ball sort of roll through to the keeper. And we had a chance where Danny sort of played in down the right. I think he just hits it across the face of goal. Keeper saves it. And I thought we were in the ascendancy, obviously, and then we give away a bit of a silly penalty, which, yeah, Lyle Taylor steps up and sticks away before Benny Kofobi. By the way, I thought that was great. Great bit of composure from a Kofobi to sort of, you know, the way he took that penalty was so, so calm. And I obviously, I know we didn't, but in the 99th minute, we won a corner, didn't we? And I thought, if we win it here, my days, it's going to go crazy.
Right? I said the same to my mate. I was like, if we score here, I think there'll be fans on the pitch celebrating here. This is like, it felt like a kind of like a defining moment. And we were down by the front. And I was like, could we? And we couldn't. But, you know, Birmingham away is Birmingham away. And it says, does exactly what it says on the tin. And for that, it was a great away day. I enjoyed it. And it's just unfortunate we couldn't get the 3 points. But Kai, I think, yeah, like I said earlier, mate, it's not just, I reckon, Saturday. It's a couple times and you can always look back on hindsight, but I just feel like, especially Preston as well, it kind of grinds me still being up there at the time because we haven't spoken about it, obviously we've not done a show for a while, but like we could have gone for that a bit more. And I feel like maybe Birmingham's slightly different, but I feel like the subs he's making are like for like a little bit and not necessarily trying to throw the kitchen sink at it a little bit. I don't know what you think.
No, I think you're right, mate. I think it's just that I thought the, you know, Billy on Saturday, for example, I felt like he just keeps the ball moving a little bit more maybe than Keith. I think Keith, maybe Gary looked at the sort of game and thought, well, this is well suited to Keith. You know, he's got good attributes in terms of like tackling and defensive work. But then against Birmingham, you really want to see that sort of almost like not the shackles off, but just you want to see a little bit more attacking. And I think Billy would have given you that with the movement of his, you know, passing, a little bit of movement, and a little bit quicker in the midfield. I thought Saville had a decent game as well. And I thought, God, how about his tackle in the first half? How was that a yellow card? That was a great challenge.
That was no yellow card, mate. He got the ball. But you know, you look at the replays of it and all that, he definitely got the ball. But maybe in play on the pitch as the referee, maybe it looked, because the Birmingham player went down like he'd been shot, didn't he? But maybe because of that, the ref looked at it. And because we don't have VAR, thank God, you couldn't record it. But, yeah, no, he made the ball. They might have appealed the yellow card afterwards and got away with it. I don't know. A lot of that stuff you don't really know about, do you? So, yeah, we'll see. But it's nice to know that this is the second show this week where we have a sort of show note of what we're going to talk about, and you boys just bring loads of other subjects in, like talk about Preston and other things. It was a bit like that when I done with the 70s, when the boys from the 70, the Millwall X players from the 70s, which is on another show that's already out now. I had a script for that. And then when you put four people together who haven't seen each other in 20 years, that book just goes out the window and you might as well just sit back and be a passenger. If you haven't listened to that yet, listen to it. It's very funny. It's very honest. It's good. And you can just pick up that camaraderie between the four players from the 71-72 team who, as I said, haven't seen each other for 20 years, but it's as if they've you know, as if they left each other yesterday. They were top draw, absolutely top draw show. So, yeah, definitely have a listen to that.
Where were said notes, by the way, for this show today?
Well, they weren't notes, but we had a little conversation about, you know, we'll just do posh, but that's fine, we'll go. I mean, I think if we'd have won a couple of games where we drew or where we gave it away to a degree with formation, we'd be in the playoffs now. We'd be pretty safe in the playoffs.
You've just stated a fact there. Like, you basically just said, if we got two more wins instead of two draws, we'd have four more points. We would, yes. Yeah. It's like going, what was this?
Oh, like that, no, you're just going to be out. You're just going to fucking... This feels exactly like the show I did at the beginning of the week, mate. I had four taking the piss out of me all show. So here we go.
You use the saying a lot and everyone's going to know what it is. It's like, if my bike had wheels, or if like, what's the saying?
No, if my nan had wheels, she'd be a bike.
If my dad had wheels, should be a bike. There you go. Thank you. Because that is literally the line you went down there. So,
So what? But that's what I'm here for. I'm here for all the cliches. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to be back with you boys, mate.
So, you're right, though. It was a missed opportunity. And that's why I mentioned Preston.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Because it is missed opportunities. And you didn't repeat my point. So, the little one, I think, shirks more because obviously we was 2-1 up. And, but it's still nice to. I think what's great is you're going to last home game of the season. And I was on the second tier pod on Sunday. It was only a 10-15 minute cameo. But what I said on there is the same thing I feel now. This time last year, we're in lockdown. We can't go to games. We can't be in the grounds. This year, we've had a full season back, being on the terraces, enjoying ourselves, going out with our mates, having a beer, doing what we do best, going away games, and just being Millwall. And like, it's just the best feeling. Like, you go into the last two games of the season, it's a big if, but it's great to be in that position where you've got something to play for, something to get excited for. I was like the most giddy person at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, going to the pub, giddy, like kind of thinking this could be a big day for us against Birmingham. And it wasn't the day we wanted it result wise, but it was still a top day, and you still got that outside chance. And I'll be the same on Saturday if Sheffield United don't win tomorrow. I'll be like, this is huge. This is huge. And considering where we were this time last year, that's the best feeling in the world. And that's all you could ask for as a football fan, to be at this stage of the season and have something to play for.
That's it. I mean, I was on Pitch Footy podcast this week, and I said pretty much that I hope that the results go the way that you want them, like Sheffield lose tomorrow, and it goes down to the last, you know, or we, you know, they lose, we win on Saturday, and it goes down to that last game of the season, because everyone kicks off at the same time. It'll be everyone looking at the phone, not knowing what's what, and it'll be like, you know, like 72, like 88. It'll be all the same thing of where it's going right down to the nail, and we win it. So, you know,
the only time I've had that as a Millwall fan, the pretty saying on this, what's the score here? It's when fucking Leeds done the 2-1 over Bristol Rovers when it's the playoff.
Oh.
Oh, did I just go there?
You did. Now start again. 2-1.
What did I start with there? I just
heard about
it was like the Leeds game, 2-1.
It was like the Leeds. So it's like the Leeds game where they won 2-1 against Bristol Rovers, and we go 3-1 up through Morrison, and they're 1-0 down Leeds at the time. Everyone's looking at their phones, going, "They're down to 10 men. It's 1-0. This is it." And then fucking Bedford goes and scores, doesn't he? That goal, and then they go and win against Bristol Rovers with 10 men. That's the only time I've had moments like that. And I'd love to be down Bournemouth next Saturday, having something like to play with, but. Ultimately, and this is probably what you want to do, mate, and look focused towards Posh, because this is a show about Posh on Saturday. We just need to fucking win. That's the most important thing. If you get anything else, just do the business on Saturday.
I think 4-4-2, full on attack. That den is going to be fucking rocking. Rocking as fuck with the north and everything else. We've seen the pictures, us two have, because it's been on our group chat. We've seen the pictures of how they've set the north stand up. And mate, it's going to be rocking. It's absolutely rocking. I just hope that you don't get too many on the pitch and the players get an opportunity to be thanked and Jed gets an opportunity to be thanked and all that. But let's be honest, it's end of season. You'll always get people on the pitch. It is what it is, isn't it?
Mr. Byfornell's had 3 years of saying, for the sake of your club and fellow supporters, please get off the pitch. He's lined up for 3 years, so you know he's probably getting ready to go on Saturday.
See, really, what you need is, you know, I'll quite happily volunteer for the day, and it'll just be, listen, you fucking cunt, get off the pitch. That's what you need, isn't it? That's probably going to be heard more than done, but listen, it is what it is. But trouble is, if we go into the playoffs and we don't want that pitch turfed over, because obviously we want a good playing surface to be able to get to the final. I had a dream the other night at the final, which we'll come to in a bit, of what the league's going to finish, and I'll put that out there on recording to see whether or not it'll, one way or another, will come back to bite me on the arse or not. But yeah, we'll see where we go with that one. But yeah, a Posh on Saturday. I hope that we go for it, because, you know, win, lose or draw, we need a win. But realistically, you're always better dying by the sword, isn't you, than just running away.
Absolutely. I think that's important, isn't it? I think it's really important to sort of give it our all. You know, if we go out fighting and we can't win, or we draw or we lose, then as long as they've given it a really good go and they've really, you know, at least peppered the Peterborough goal. You know, if the keeper has a blinder and pulls off 10 like incredible saves, and we lose 1-0 or we draw 0-0, then you can't really say much about it. But it's if they are sort of quite, I guess, they're just quite slow out the blocks, and they sort of try and get into the game, and they're, you know, they're quite passive. If they're quite passive, then, you know, you think what could have been, maybe. But as long as they go out there, give it their all, then I think we'll be happy. But I think if they go out, give it their all, and they show the attacking qualities they can do, I think we'll win quite comfortably.
Yeah, I do, because Peterborough were already down, didn't they?
Yeah,
really, really, really not apologetic to Andy Durham. You know, you deserve League One, mate. Can't stand him. But hey ho. But he did stick up for us once, so yeah. And that was it, I think, through the gritted teeth. But yeah,
I think I just can't help. I can't help myself when I look through the fixtures, right? Because you're talking about like what ifs, and it's true. Because like QPR, Sheffield United, Blackburn, Bournemouth. Like Bournemouth should hopefully be up to try and win that game, and then you've got. Who else we got? You've got Nottingham Forest, Swansea. I mean, Nottingham Forest are probably out of sight by now. Middlesbrough, Stoke. I mean, you could feasibly see Middlesbrough drawing that game. I mean, are they going to? Probably not, but you could see that happening. And then Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest during the week. Maybe Bournemouth might do the business and get promoted before they get the game at the weekend. And last day of the season, you've got Bournemouth, Millwall. You've got Hull, Nottingham Forest. You've got Luton, Reading, which is going to be like, probably Luton are probably going to do the business there anyway. And then you've got Preston and Middlesbrough. You could just see Preston last game of the season, you know, turning it on, beating Middlesbrough. And then you can see Sheffield United potentially dropping points against Fulham. So if Millwall win both their games, we might get in the playoffs, lads. Could happen.
Do you want to know what I dreamed?
Go on.
Forest gets auto promotion. Bournemouth gets third. We win our two games. We win. We're sixth, and then we end up playing Bournemouth at Wembley, playoff, and win 1-0 Jed Wallace?
I mean, by your calculations, not to shit on your parade, it's impossible, because if Bournemouth finish third, we'll play them because we finish sixth. But I don't want to be that person. I don't want to factually correct you, but someone else would in the comments otherwise. So I need
No, look, I understand that. Whoever's in the final, maybe they finish fourth. I don't know. I don't think they can finish fourth, but
the amount of Birmingham.
They didn't finish. I mean, I'm going third, but they didn't finish in the top. Forest got that, and Forest was going mad. And then we played them in the final, or we played them at Wembley. So whether or not it has to be the final. So yeah, we won 1-0 with Jed, because then I woke up, but I was hoping that Jed was going to end up signing a new contract. But yeah, no, I woke up somewhere there. And I tried to go back to sleep and sort of catch back into that dream like you can sometimes, but I couldn't.
I bumped into a lot of West Brom fans on Saturday, because obviously it was in Birmingham. They're at home against. I don't even know they're at home against this point. I forgot. Coventry, thank you. Yeah. And all of them were going the whole time. I'd love to see a Luton Millwall playoff final. I think that'd just be like, of all playoff finals for the Championship, Luton Millwall playoff final. Like, one of these teams is going to be in the Premier League next season. You've got the Grim of Luton and you've got Millwall. But it would be ideal. I'd love that. But it's probably gone by now, let's be honest. But
do you know what, though? But we did say at the beginning of the season that this is, if there is any season that we could do it, this is the season to go for it. And I don't really want to go too much onto things we missed out, because I want to do that in another show. But I do think that it was in our own destiny and we fucked it with positioning and formation where we could have possibly gone different.
We will save it for another show, I suppose, like you said.
But we have got
interest. I was going to say, though, who do you think is going to come in for Ballard on Saturday? Do you think he's going to play Leonard at right centre half? I was going to say
Leonard. Yeah, I reckon Leonard.
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
If you want that? That's what. Not that's what we do. That's Danny Shitty. That'll do nicely. Come in.
Yeah,
Alex. Pierce. I don't want him in there. I can't. No. We can't have him against Peterborough. We need Leonard, because Leonard can run with the ball. We need Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard's.
He's got to have Leonard. We've got to take it. We've got to, from the minute that whistle blows, we have got to fucking, if we can take it to Peterborough as soon as that whistle goes and get the crowd on side, then that place is going to be electric. Peterborough are going to shit their pants.
Is Jed fit for Saturday?
I don't think he's trained as of yesterday. I don't think he had trained yet.
So it could be he's already played his last game at the Den, in which case.
He could be on the bench if he trained either today or tomorrow or Friday, obviously. Yeah. He would come on Friday, but.
I mean, while we're talking about Saturday's game, we do have an injury update, an exclusive from Kai. So Kai, ruin it for everyone. Who is now got the Millwall fucking injury bug then?
Well, you'll be all pleased to know it's not one of the players. It's actually me. I went to kick a football and just felt something like pop almost. And I went to the doctors and found out whatever. And they were like, oh, they explained to me what it was. She was like, oh, do you like football? I was like, yeah, I like football. She was like, we have a lot of football players coming here. So do you want to know in terms of like grades and stuff? I was like, oh yeah, I'll get that bit. Cause obviously you hear so many Millwall players out with grade one, grade two, grade three. So it's a grade two hamstring injury. So it's a bit of a pain. I feel a bit like a Millwall player now.
Were you doing it on the training pitch at the time? Or
no, all I was doing was just messing around, kicking a ball with my mate. And just went. Yeah. I didn't even do anything. I didn't even go for a tackle. I just kicked the ball.
Disappointing,
mate. It's all the alcohol you drink on weekends, mate. It's catching up with you, see? So.
That's it.
All the fatigueness is starting to show through.
It's when you get older.
So, I think we're pretty much there or there. We're going with, what's your team for Saturday then, Omar?
I think team will be Bart Bielkowski in goal, right centre-half Ryan Leonard, centre-half Jake Cooper, left side centre-half player of the season to be, fingers crossed, Murray Wallace. No, actually, it won't be Murray Wallace because Malone's injured. Oh, fuck. So then it'll be Hutchinson, So it would be Leonard, Hutchinson, Cooper, Murray Willis left wing back, McNamara right wing back, midfield two of Mitchell and Saville. And then I reckon it will be Bradshaw, Afobe, and should we go left field and say Freeman or someone in there? No, it'll probably be Burke, I reckon.
Yep, I think that's probably... I'll go with Barton goal, Danny at right back, right wing back, Hutch, Leonard. Leonard, Hutch, Cooper, because Hutch probably in the holding role between the three. Murray Wallace at left wing back. Saville, it would have been me in midfield, but I've done my hamstring in, so I think it'd be Billy. And Birkin behind Bradshaw and Afobe.
I like James Gibbon from Twitter's team. Bit controversial to a degree because of what I said a minute ago with Billy at the beginning, but he's gone for a 4-4-2. Bart, Danny Mac, Hutch, Coops, Murray, Bury, Leonard, Saville, Bennett, Bradshaw, Afobe.
Oh, I like that. Oh, we're forgetting that.
I like it too.
In the team, couldn't he? Instead of Burke, we're forgetting that.
Ooh, who, Freeman?
Burke scored.
Bennett.
I think because Burke scored at the weekend.
Yeah, I think Burke has to stay in. Yeah, Burke. And Bradshaw and Afobe have to stay in because that partnership up they've got up top is, I think it could be really exciting if we can keep Afobe next year.
See, the thing what I like with James Gibbons' team, right, is that still puts some good players on the bench.
Hmm?
Potentially, so like, you know, you could pretty much redo that midfield for the second half. So you could have fresh legs again and just run at them for 90 minutes and two lots of fresh legs.
See, I like the team, Mickey. However, I also know how Garrett works and it won't be 4-4.
No, it won't be that low.
So there's no point even in dreamland picking a 4-4-2 saying up and at them, 18,000 Millwall fans there, let's go. There's no point because it's going to be... It's worked this season. We've had a semi-successful season by the standards of Millwall. So why would he change it going into the last home game of the season? Unless there was nothing to play for. So maybe if Sheffield United win tomorrow, maybe it will be 4-4-2 on Saturday.
And then we score about fucking 15 goals and then go, I told you, you should be doing this all season. So you know what I mean?
Sheffield United lose to Fulham and then we get promoted on last, even getting the playoffs last day of the season.
What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be... Do I go on my head or my heart?
Tell us both.
My head says Millwall 2, Peterborough 1. My heart
and your heart says
Millwall 4, Peterborough 0.
See, that's quite weird. That's what I've got in my head.
I don't see us thrashing them purely because I think they'll still want to put a performance in. I know they've relegated already, but also I don't see us keeping a clean sheet. So maybe 4-1 then. There you go. I'll go 3-1. 3-1 Millwall Saturday. That's what I think it'll be.
Kai?
I'll go 2. This is a difficult thing. You could go for a thrashing, but I think we'd have to get an early goal. Because if we got an early goal and then, doubled it quite early on, with the crowd on Saturday with being so, like, the game, the den's pretty much, full as it can be, won't it? So it'll be a special atmosphere. And I think if we can get an early goal, I think Peter will really struggle to contain us at all. But I'm going to go I don't think we're going to get an early goal. I think we'll probably score in the second half. I'm going to go for 2-0 Millwall and Burke and Bennett to get the goals.
Okay, I'm going to go stick with what I thought of beforehand. And I think we will turn them over. I think it'll be a bit of revenge. And I think we'll turn them over. And I think it's going to be 4-0.
Goal scorers?
No, because normally when I give you the goal scorers, I normally end up naming half the team and then someone else scores. But
you always name Cooper, that was, and then Cooper.
He always says Cooper, and then he ends up scoring an own goal. So maybe you shouldn't say it.
I reckon Danny Mac,
okay,
Bury, Afobe, and Bennett.
I mean, this is a podcast, so
awkward. Bennett.
Imagine the scenes, right? Let's say Jed does train. Let's say Jed has trained today. I don't know, but let's say he is on the bench or something for Peterborough, and he scores the winner or something at the den to say goodbye or something. Imagine that. That'd be special, wouldn't it?
Very kind.
It would be unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Gents, have you got anything else you want to say?
I do, actually. Shout out to Jake, who I saw at halftime in Birmingham on Saturday. Class fella. Him and his boy, top.
Did he buy you a beer?
He didn't, but I don't know if he would have made it to the bar. I don't know if he would have made it to the bar.
No, we're going to edit it out
before the game. So we'll end a few before the game.
Yeah, no, we're going to edit that out now. Then no, you wouldn't know you've got the light now. No, I'll take it. We will. Couple of quick announcements for us. We've just got into a new agreement with someone, which will be all revealed on Monday. So make sure you're following our Twitter. This month, we're going to be doing a competition first week of the month going forward. We will be doing a competition each week on the first week of the month each month, and you'll be able to win some prizes. I think this week's prize is going to be a personalised official licensed 1994 home kit beach towel. So if you want a chance of winning that and some other bits and pieces going forward, then make sure you're following us on Twitter this month. The competition will be out on Monday morning, 8 o'clock. We've got some other bits and pieces lined up for you. We've got some other things. So coming forward next season and for the rest of this season, we will be doing lots of giveaways with various partnerships we've got. We've got some new things planned. And that's pretty much it for this show, apart from to say thank you very much for all of you who listen. Take the time out of your day to listen to us. Please do follow us across the socials. It's That Mirror Pod. Just type that into your various search engine on social media and you'll find us. We're across Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, everyone you can think of, YouTube. And join us. We are a growing community and we're having fun and hopefully you enjoy listening to it. So that's it for another show. We will be back on Monday or for you Tuesday, but for us Monday when we record. And then back to normal, two shows a week from us. And then, posh on Saturday, fingers crossed. And then it's Bournemouth away. So I'm looking forward to Bournemouth away. I think that's going to be a cracking day out again. And, Anyway, enough from me. I've talked bollocks for fucking 30 minutes. And we'll see you later. Thanks for listening.